Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features there on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And, of course, we normally allow anybody to call in and talk about anything. For the first couple hours, though, we're booked up with a couple of interesting folks. So now it is open to you to bring up anything. So we go to the phones and to the fun. To start out, we go to Matt in Virginia on the amp lines. Hello, Matt. Matt in Virginia. I know there's someone there. It sounds like there's
Hello?
Someone there. Hey, you're on the air.
It's Matt in Washington, but
Drat.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Yeah, so I want to talk about voting.
All right, sure.
Yeah, I think you guys have spent a lot of time on it, but the arguments you guys have been marshaling in favor of it or against it are sort of the wrong arguments, I think, and are kind of straw men. Like, there's this idea that it doesn't matter because your vote might not count, okay? Like, it might not matter. You know, you're just one vote out of millions of votes. Okay, that's fine. That's not a strong argument. Or also that you might be forced to vote for bad people, you know, picking the lesser of the two evils. That's also an argument, but not one that's very persuasive. The thing that I think is the big deal is that when you vote, you are endorsing the idea of mob rule, of the many deciding what's moral versus the few.
No, I'm not.
The system that's not based on
your that's your assertion, but you have no evidence
right,
for
that's,
it.
That's an assertion that you can't back up, and it's really the weak point in this argument for not voting, is that you say that's true. And I can see how you come to that conclusion, but there's really no evidence for it. I don't feel that way.
But by participating, you're consenting to this system.
I'm not.
By the rules of the game.
Well, it doesn't. Okay, I'm not consenting because I don't give my consent.
I don't play by the rules. But yet I've still voted.
Okay, so the thing is, for me, I feel like if you vote, you're saying that you think it's okay for candidates to run and to seek the approval of people and then to have some sort of sovereignty.
That's your feeling, but it's not my feeling, right? You may feel that way, but I don't feel that way. I feel like by voting that I'm doing something to attempt to minimize the damage that's being done to folks. That's how I feel. So are your feelings more valid than mine?
No. I mean, I'm not trying to change your opinion. I'm just trying to sort of get this out there.
No, you're not trying to change my opinion. You're trying to put your thoughts out, and you know, as though they're somehow you know, more appropriate than where we're coming from. And all I'm saying is, all of this is just based on how we feel, right?
I mean, for me, it's more of a moral question. I don't feel comfortable voting.
Then you shouldn't.
The question I'd ask you guys is, if you vote, you know, let's say you vote for a candidate who's totally anti-war, but a candidate who's very pro-war wins.
Okay.
Do you feel like the blood is on your hands then if that pro-war candidate helps to declare war? Because you basically took part in a game, in a contest, where you said that he legitimately had the right to be part of that contest, that you know, he had the right to...
No, I didn't take part...
When you say I took part in that contest was happening, and the results were going to be the results whether I participated or not.
That's true.
So the blood isn't on my hands or off my hands. If you considered a government to be a weapon that's employed by the people that managed to get the most amount of votes, then it's kind of like two guys in a room battling over a gun. The simple fact that I may or may not own a handgun does not mean that I endorse shooting my neighbor in the head. But that's what one of these guys will do if they get the gun. So getting the gun and preventing that guy from shooting somebody in the head is not in and of itself a violent act.
That's a fair point, I guess. There was a thing that I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, you guys mentioned that you think that politics is kind of like rape, or the government's kind of like rape, and that if you vote,
I did not say that.
To stop.
That was not my example.
It may have been a guest host. I'm sorry, but or someone that called in. But
I object to calling politics rape because I think it's an insult to women that have been raped.
R- Yeah. I mean, I don't like using the word either. It's loaded.
Woman.
But there's this idea of, you know, voting is asking the rapist to stop, whereas not voting is doing nothing. But to me, it seems like voting would actually be asking the criminal to take advantage of you in a different way. You know, you're not saying the criminal has no right to take advantage of you. You're just asking him to do it in a different way. What do you guys think about that?
I guess that just doesn't you know, mean much to me when you say it. I don't think that, you know, politicians think all kinds of things about themselves when they get elected, okay? And there's really nothing you can do about that, whether you vote or not. Because the politicians that won yesterday or the day before don't care whether you voted or not. And they don't care whether I voted or not. They just don't care. And
they're going to do what they're going to do,
and your voting doesn't have anything to do with whether they do it or not.
If everybody stays home, that's the stupid point.
If you think that you're going to cause more people to stay home, really, what's the point in that? If you can get the voting down to 1%, it's already a minority of people vote.
A minority of a minority.
Right, which means that since the beginning of the country, and I'm just going to assume that's been a minority all along, the beginning of the country, let's say a minority of people have voted, that means the majority of people haven't voted, and we still have what we have. So voting or not voting is a largely pointless activity. Talking about not voting is talking about something that is pointless. So if you want to do something for liberty, please go do that thing for liberty. But don't think that voting or not voting does anything for liberty.
No, it's not really about liberty. I mean, I guess I have some hope to be if you and the people voted, you know, obviously, like, you guys have brought up the points of there have been cases where no one's voted and government still goes on the next day.
That's right.
But those have happened in isolated cases so far. What if it happened on some sort of national scale?
It's not going to.
Okay.
It's right. A fantasy, dude.
Stop asking yourself silly things, okay?
What
would happen
fantasy.
If you shot rose petals out of your butt? You'd be a potpourri pot. it doesn't matter about what if, because you're never, ever, ever going to get the numbers down to zero.
And here's why.
If what it takes to get to liberty is getting the amount of people that vote down to zero, you might as well forget about liberty and think about something else, cars or girls or pinball machines or something, because
that's absolutely
crazy thing to consider.
Here's the reason why that will never happen, and it's because the people that are incentivized by the system to participate in the voting process, namely the government bureaucrats and their family members, are sure as hell not going to be persuaded by any of your arguments or any of your logic or your emotional appeals to
emotion.
Right.
If I could vote and go get paid $80,000 a year just for going and voting, you might see me out there voting just to get that, just to perpetuate the system, because people can be paid off, and that's all there is to it. Voting has nothing really to do with liberty.
But, well, okay, Mark, maybe that's
true.
I mean,
you can vote against liberty, but, you know, this, I guess not voting is nothing.
You're not going to
advance
freedom.
Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back for this activity.
Voting is not going to advance freedom.
I'm not trying to, and I guess you guys do make a good point about how in a country of this size, or really in any country, I guess, that has this kind of system, the people that are self-interested are always going to vote, and it's never really going to change. So, I would hope to leave this country to do what you guys talk about, the Free State Project, that kind of thing, break off and have my own community of people that think like me.
Find 5% of the people to stop paying property taxes, and then you'll have a real, you know, change on
right.
your hands.
Instead of getting 100% of the people not to vote, try to get 1% of a given population in a town to not pay taxes, property taxes, and I think you'll have done something amazing. And if you do it in a state where people are actually talking about liberty, then you might have a better shot. Wherever you are, it's unlikely.
Matt, final thoughts?
I just want to do the least damage to my conscience in the meantime until I can secede. So,
and don't vote.
That's what I'm doing where I am.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. If it hurts you to do it, you shouldn't do it. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because our chat room is built into the very same page at cam.freetalklive.com. You can get over there and enjoy all of that free, cam.freetalklive.com. GameIsBrought.com.
Oh, and it's brought to you by, sorry.
That's right. The game is brought to you by Memory Dealers. It's your trust. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of the list price. Memory Dealers also offers customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
Now, Sean, you sat quietly through that voting discussion, and I know that you've got feelings about voting. Maybe more aligned with Matt than Mark and myself.
I voted for all the candidates I support in this last election, which was zero. Had there been a candidate I could really get behind, I'd have gone out to vote.
So you don't have a moral qualm about engaging in that process? You don't feel as though it legitimizes the system, etc.?
No, I will not vote for the lesser of two evils again, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to vote for someone I consider to be evil. However, if somebody is out running, such as Andrew Carroll, who was running here in Keene,
a local Free State Project,
a local FSP member, yeah, I would have gone out to vote for him, but he was not running in an area where
I wrote him in. I knew it wouldn't do anything, but what the heck?
You know, it's one thing to have a threshold of who you can vote for, who you can't, because I've found that everybody has this. I think my threshold among the three here is probably the lowest of the three. I'm willing to vote for a candidate that I consider to be, maybe 80% pro-liberty as opposed to, Ian, maybe you're 90, 95.
No, I have to admit, Mark, this, I did vote against some people this time around.
No, sometimes that's, sometimes that's...
Like, they weren't in any, wouldn't know what the percentage of the person, like in the sheriff's race, I don't know what the percentage of that guy is. I don't even know the guy that I voted for. All I know is I don't know him,
and I don't like the other guy.
And he's the incumbent, and I figure if I don't know him and he's the incumbent, then he couldn't be too terrible, right? Because if he was a terrible sheriff like Joe Arpaio, I'd have heard something. But I hadn't heard anything about him, so I figured keep the guy I know is bad news out.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm not that high up on the list. Anyway.
Well, the reason you went was because of I don't know. I don't know which. You probably went to the polls for a particular ballot initiative and a particular race that's going on, and then you voted for whomever you voted for once you got there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the sheriff's race.
The sheriff one was important to me, too, and I went and voted for exactly the same reason you did. I found the guy who's running on the Democrat side to, he bothers me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about the guy, but the evidence that I've seen up to this point, it's limited, is that, he's got an anger management issue. And
you can relate.
Right. I don't want me as a guy with holding a gun on somebody else either, especially if they've done something to make me angry.
So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, Sean, you brought something in tonight to discuss that was pretty shocking, I guess, the news. I saw the headline, but I didn't get into the details on it, where I guess the Obama has ordered warships into India? What's going on?
The White House has decided to invade India. This is from the Center for a Stateless Society. President Obama is going to India with some corporate leaders, and he's bringing an armada with him. The Press Trust of India reports that jets, helicopters, more than 40 vehicles, and 34 U.S. warships, including an aircraft carrier, will be in the hands of the president's guard force. Over 800 hotel rooms have been booked for the occasion. American security...
He couldn't possibly sleep on the aircraft carrier, right? Has to be in a hotel. 800 hotel rooms. This is the same president that wants to force everybody to use fewer carbon credits. He brings an armada with him. Not one aircraft carrier, but it has to be a carrier group.
Wow.
Well, it's my understanding that under Navy protocol, those carriers don't sail alone because they're too vulnerable to all the other navies out there. Which ones would those be?
Apparently, India's Navy.
Somalian pirates?
I mean, there's no one out there to compete with the U.S. Navy as far as controlling the sea.
Yeah.
And apparently hundreds of security personnel will be involved. From the state's point of view, Obama...
They should have just done it at Ordos. I mean, like we talked about last night, this Chinese city where there's nobody there. I don't know if you heard that part of the show, Sean.
No, I've missed the show.
They built a brand new city about 15 miles away from an existing city. Actually, the existing city is called Ordos. They've got a new name for Neo-Ordos. But they built this city that essentially they created billions upon billions of dollars worth of infrastructure, and there's not anybody living there.
Sounds like central planning.
Yeah. It's really, like I said last night, a monument to the failure of central planning and malinvestment. It's an amazing story, and you can listen to last night's show, too, to get details on it. But maybe they should have gone there. Then there would have been nobody around to be afraid of, because there's only government bureaucrats that work there.
I really want to stress the hubris in this. To be a president who's, you know, for ecology or whatever, and when you go someplace to bring a carrier group with you. This is nothing like Al Gore flying a Learjet into Denmark for the global warming convention. This guy who would have, if he had had the opportunity, signed a bill that would put an additional carbon tax on every American, everybody who does business with Americans, he took a carrier group to another country. It's just sick.
Well, the good news is the carrier itself was probably nuclear-powered, but all those other ships still run on oil.
When you look at this, is the purpose of this for protection? Is that why he did this?
That's the official story. Is they are there to provide a guard force for the President of the United States.
Wow. All of that for one man.
Well, he's important, just, you know?
He's the commander-in-chief of the most powerful military on the planet, and maybe somebody wants to, I don't know, take him out?
That's true,
but that's a bad idea.
Does he go everywhere with this now, or is it just to India? I mean, is he going to start showing up with an entire armada to every single country
right.
he goes to?
I guess I wonder that, because the politicians never stop with their entourage, right? I mean, what's it going to be like this time?
You mean the next time?
Yeah, the next time. I mean, wouldn't it have been easier for the Indian president to come to the United States, by the way? I mean, the Indian president probably wouldn't have brought his own armada.
Probably not.
I don't think he has one.
Right. It wouldn't have made it.
God. Wow, it's amazing. Was there more that you wanted to share from this?
That's pretty much the bulk of it. I mean, taxpayers are going to be paying for this one. 34 warships. And, of course, 34 warships come with thousands and thousands of sailors.
Yeah.
That have to be paid.
Oh, they're already being paid.
Well, yeah, they're already going to be paid, but that's just one extra duty for them is, yeah, you're going to sail to India and stay out at sea while the president goes inside and talks about who knows what.
Yeah, how protected was he there? I mean, what is the big deal? Did he actually...
He was in the hotel, wasn't he?
Right, didn't he fly over there so all of these ships had to sail over so they could sit in the bay or wherever it is that
they sat in? This is just, you know, just an opportunity to ship. Look at my big old Navy.
It's despicable. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple. As a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also
also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, what is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Among other things, they'll also do just about anything that has to do with telephony for you. So whether it's a political campaign or some kind of need to either do robocalls or live person calls to folks, SACL CAI can handle it. And Jason Osborne, their principal over there, is a big supporter of the show. Go check out their banner, freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side.
All right, as always, we will take your calls about what you want. You dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. I want to also invite you to our website, and you there can get interactive in various different ways with the program, including getting news updates to find out what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. You sign up for the one that works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. News.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
So, some interesting technology news here. Scientists unveil moving 3D holograms. FT, the Financial Times, FT.com. I was actually just last night looking at there's another story in the news about how a 3D printer has been used to print a car. And the car works.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's just, the replicators are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
The time is upon us.
Right. Now all that matters at this point, once you've got the technology and it happens, it's only a matter of it getting, making its way down to the average person's hands.
Yeah.
The first flat screen TVs were $10,000.
Multiple tens of thousands.
Yeah. Now you can get them for,
Under a grand.
Depending on the size of it, but you can get a nice big one for under a grand.
Yep. So it's kind of in the related world of 3D, because 3D printing is pretty interesting. I don't know a whole lot about it. I was doing some basic research on it last night, but it's early on in the 3D printing process.
Sure, sure.
But nonetheless, it's pretty pretty impressive. One of the points that was they were making in the Wikipedia article about it is that now with a 3D printer, a company that, for instance, is going to manufacture a product that will need to be mass manufactured can come up with prototypes without having to contract out the prototype. So right now, if you want to come up with a prototype to present to the board to talk about what kind of features it has and all that, you've got to hire a company to create that prototype
sure.
for you. Now you can get a 3D printer and just print it out right there in the office. You got something wrong with it? Change it. Print out another one.
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's amazing.
In a lot of ways, this really changes the dynamics of the whole world.
In many ways.
Yeah, in many ways. Because most of the conflicts that you deal with is an issue of lack and want. And people believing that they can't get what it is that they want in order to make things work. And certainly there's still the issue of energy, and that's probably the central crux of it. I think at some point we're going to take care of that issue, but that's just, you know, it's my belief. But now you've got something that can print, create a working car, you know.
That's the claim.
So, you know, now you have unlimited capital, as it were. I mean, unlimited things.
Point of clarification, I think they printed the panels and, like, they printed the parts. All the parts of the car were printed, and then somebody put them together.
Well,
still, that's an incredible achievement.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So here's another one for you, FT.com.
There is another project out there called, I think, RepRap. I'm not sure of the website, but basically it's a 3D printer that the eventual goal is to make it so it can print a 100% copy of itself.
Oh,
so then
wow.
You can take your printer, print a printer for your buddy, and both of you can start printing out whatever products you want.
Yeah. So at this point, all you're talking about was whatever it is that the printer uses to make whatever it is that it makes. And I don't know what that goop must be.
Oh.
But
if only intellectual property laws could be thrown out before these things really start to take hold, because that's going to become a problem. I mean, with the government guys
no,
are going to try to...
It's going to be the same kind of problem that there is in replicating music, which
that's
means
true.
That
yeah.
one out of every 10,000 songs that somebody... please. One out of hundreds of thousands of songs that are shared, there might be a problem with. So one out of hundreds of thousands of things that are done. This is just... It's beyond the scope of the music industry. It'll be beyond the scope of intellectual property laws.
I hope so.
It'll make the government that less relevant.
Well, yeah, and the RepRap project is completely open source.
Even better.
It can't be dealt with that way.
That solves that problem, then. Fantastic. So it'll be interesting to see how these develop. But there's other 3D-related news. More than 30 years after the famous Star Wars movie scene in which a hologram of Princess Leia appears to appeals for help from Obi-Wan Kenobi, U.S. researchers have unveiled holographic technology to transmit and view moving three-dimensional images. The scientists at the University of Arizona say their prototype holographic three-dimensional telepresence is the world's first practical 3D transmission system that works without requiring viewers to wear special glasses or other devices.
Wow.
The research is published in the journal Nature. Potential applications range from telemedicine and teleconferencing to mass entertainment. Project leader says holographic telepresence means we can record a three-dimensional image in one location and show it in another location in real time anywhere in the world. Existing 3D projection systems produce either static holograms with excellent depth and resolution but no movement, or stereoscopic films such as Avatar, which give the perspective from one viewpoint only and do not allow the viewer to walk around the image. The new technology combines motion with an impression of genuine solidity. The heart of the system is a new photographic polymer developed by research labs of Nitodenko, the Japanese electronics materials company. A 3D image is recorded with an array of cameras capturing the object from different positions, and is then encoded digitally in a fast-pulsed laser beam which creates holographic pixels, or hoggles, in the polymer. The image itself results from an optical interference pattern between two laser beams. Get that? I didn't, but it sounds interesting.
It makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, I suppose.
The prototype device has a 10-inch monochrome viewing screen, and the picture refreshes every 2 seconds, much too slow to convey natural movement. So it's kind of crappy right out the gate, but give them 5 years, and before you know it.
The first telephones were horrible, and long distance was... incredibly bad quality, and now we've got the internet. Thank you. It's taken care of.
Researchers are confident that now that they've proved the concept, it'll be possible to develop a full-color system large enough to capture the human body and fast enough to give smooth movements. One of the professors said it would take at least 7 to 10 years' work before a consumer version of the system was ready to test in people's homes. The technology is insensitive to vibration and could be used in noisy industrial environments for product design, manufacturing. Telemedicine, especially for brain surgery, is another application put forward in the Nature paper. Surgeons at different locations around the world could use the technique to observe in three dimensions in real time and to participate
in
the surgical procedure.
You know, I can totally get how you would want to see some other brain surgeon do something new and different before you went ahead and did it. Even if you could read the stuff and or watch it on video, I'd want to be even closer.
Well, and they're developing this obviously as a live kind of application, but there's no reason why they won't figure out a way to record the data and then play it back later, so it won't have to be viewed live. They'll be able to record these guys doing this brain surgery, and then in classrooms and other places, they'll be able to pull up, you know, the best brain surgeon in the world in full color, high resolution, or high, I guess resolution may not be the new word, hogolution. Not pixels anymore, they're hogels, the holographic equivalent of a pixel. So pretty exciting.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, this is amazing stuff. As far as telemedicine, you could have five different brain surgeons collaborating in real time on exactly what should be done next, all looking at the same patient's brain, but only one of them actually doing the operation.
Yep. It's amazing. So just thought I'd share that with you. It's like one of those exciting, here we are, it's 2010, and this is happening.
Yeah,
3D printing, essentially replicator machines, 3D holographs being transmitted from point A to point B.
Think about this.
I want my teleporter.
That printer that can print itself and print everything else. I can hardly imagine teleporters as being a reality. But whatever. It could be possible that they could fold the dimensions or something and make that happen. It's beyond me. But when these printers can print anything, then they can print giant solar cells. Then then you create your very own energy from the sun, or they do wind, or they do wave, things that work on the oceans of the wave. Then you're creating your very own energy, you don't have that sort of price barrier that you currently have. This changes the world.
Oh, yes. 800-259-9231. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live that are coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
To
ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you completely free, freetalklive.com. And visit totasac.us to learn about the Totasac, which is a one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle and back to your home. It's available, by the way, not just to consumers, but also to fundraisers and small independent resellers of general merchandise. Totasac is a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. Visit totasac.us, and you can get in touch with them there. Of course, you can get a family pack, and they also welcome wholesale orders and offer, of course, the requisite discounts that would come along with such a wholesale order. It's the original green thing that's been available since 1997. You can go to totasac, totasac.us, to learn more and place your order. Of course, you keep listening to Free Talk Live, you'll have a chance to win a two-pack. But I think that once you get your hands on the two-pack, you're going to say to yourself, yeah, this is a great little device, and it'd be perfect for grandma or perfect for, you know, other family and or friends. Great time to get a six-pack or a family pack is right now for the holiday season, because it's a wonderful little device. I use it every time I bring my groceries back from the car. Totasac.us. 800-259-9231. The news has hit. It is official. San Francisco has become the first major city to pass a law that cracks down on the popular practice of giving away free toys with unhealthy restaurant meals for children. We talked to you about this one. It was in the proposal stages, and yeah, they did it. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors passed a law on Tuesday in a veto-proof 8-3 vote. So the mayor can't say anything about it. Takes effect on December 1st. The law, like an ordinance passed earlier this year in nearby Santa Clara County, would require that restaurants' kids' meals meet certain nutritional standards before they could be sold with toys. Opponents of the law include the National Restaurant Association and the McDonald's Corporation, as well as anybody who believes in freedom, which used its now widely popular Happy Meal to pioneer the use of free toys to market directly to children. McDonald's spokeswoman Dania Proud said in a statement, "We're extremely disappointed with today's decision. It's not what our customers want, nor is it something that they asked for. Getting a toy with a kid's meal is just one part of a fun family experience at McDonald's." Now, I'm no fan of McDonald's. I don't much care for their food, but I think they should be free to sell whatever stuff they want to sell and whatever configuration they want to sell it, and everybody who wants to buy it should be free to make that purchase.
You know, they say this, the fun family experience, and that's absolutely true. You know, McDonald's offers something that many businesses don't. They often offer a playground for kids, an indoor playground. I mean, that's, you know, that's something you can't get every place. And they do that by offering people hamburgers and grilled chicken sandwiches, all variety of healthy choices. People go to McDonald's. Some of them buy their, you know, Big Macs there. That's fine, too. I just, you know, it's amazing the vitriol against McDonald's. It's like these people saw Super Size Me and they decided we're going to kill this evil thing.
Well, the thing is, you can go to McDonald's and order a Happy Meal that's actually fairly healthy with the apple slices, and yep. I imagine you can get one with a salad or a chicken sandwich or something along those lines, and have a healthy meal that comes with a toy for your child at the same price as the cheeseburger and french fry Happy Meal.
Yep, and now if you live in San Francisco, if you want to get your children the Happy Meal toy, you will have to order that particular Happy Meal. That's basically what they've done.
Oh, pretty much.
Presuming the Happy Meal meets the requirements, because it's not just about, it's actually about a caloric number here, 600 calories. So San Francisco's law would allow toys to be given away with kids' meals that have less than 600 calories, contain fruits and vegetables, and include beverages without what they call excessive fat or sugar. So, yeah, pretty much you'll have to order the most healthy Happy Meal in order to get your hands on whatever the hot toy is at that point in time.
And probably with the 2% milk that's mostly watered down and it just stuff that the kids aren't going to like as much.
Nope, certainly not. So, but that's okay. It's for their it's for the best of the children. The bureaucrats know what's best, and you parents, you just suck. And you just can't make the right decisions, and because you can't make the right decisions, you're just too easily tempted by these evil corporations. We need to step in and make sure you do what's right.
Yeah, it's really nanny state. I mean, that's as far as it goes. You know?
Well, here's what the supervisor who supported the measure, actually founded the measure, Eric Marr, he says, "Our children are sick. Rates of obesity in San Francisco are disturbingly high, especially among children of color. This is a challenge to the restaurant industry to think about children's health first and join the wide..."
Is he claiming to be smarter than black people? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know what he's saying. "And join the wide range of local restaurants that have already made this commitment. 15% of American children are overweight or obese, which puts them at risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control."
Have they considered removing the greasy pizza, chocolate ho-hos, and Twinkies from the school lunch program?
I want the bureaucrats.
That's a great question.
I want the better lunch choices for the bureaucrats first. I want them to have to live this way before they do it to other people.
Let's follow them around and see what their meal habits are like. I think that would be particularly revealing. Like how we were talking about earlier, how you know Barack Obama takes his whole squadron, his armada of ships over it, and he claims to, over to India to accompany him, and he claims to be in favor of the environment. It's interesting when you follow these people around, you look into their homes, like Al Gore with this huge these mansions with all kinds of sprinklers and electricity being operated all the time. Yeah. And you see these people say one thing and they do a completely other thing.
Well, that's because they believe they should live a certain way and you should live another way because they are the elite and you are not.
So the Center for Science and the Public Interest, which is basically a group of fascists, in the summer threatened to sue McDonald's if it didn't stop using Happy Meal toys to lure children into its restaurants. A lawyer for that group said it's on track to file the lawsuit in the next several weeks. They debuted the Happy Meal in 1979 with toys like the McDoodler stencil and the McWrist wallet. Modern offerings have included themed items from popular films, of course, as we're all familiar with. You know, it's interesting, Sean, you bring up the school lunches, because that is a really great point of hypocrisy when it comes to these politicians that claim to care about kids. I remember when I was in high school over a decade ago, they actually had French fries there, which were pretty good. They had French fries there, and they were offered every single day, as well as pizza, every single day for anybody that wanted to buy them. And let me tell you, they were popular. They were big sellers.
My school had a deal with one of the local pizza places to bring in pepperoni pizzas for the lunches all
That's
day,
right.
every day. And they just resold them at rather inflated prices. And
same thing here. It was
because
Pizza Hut.
That's because they made it against the rules for you to leave to go someplace else to get lunch. So they had a captive audience.
That too.
Yep. That's right. So yeah, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's odds are good McDonald's is just going to go along with this because then
what else could they do?
Right, it's not going to be worth their while to close down their stores and leave San Francisco. They're just going to jump through the hoops. They're going to be obedient, like most businesses are. But how crazy would it be to actually see somebody get arrested for selling someone a hamburger? Oh wait, we just had somebody arrested for selling hot dogs earlier on the show tonight. So it's not uncommon. It's not.
They'll do it.
It's unheard of. It's just sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just it's nanny state. It's as far as you can go with that.
No, it's not as far as you can go with it. No. This is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're still to the point where they're not yet invading your pantry at home. They're not checking you, because if you want to go to the grocery store and get some nice fatty meat and cook yourself up a greasy burger at home, they're not stopping you from doing that. You can make your own little happy meal if you wanted to, and there's no prohibition on that at this point. But these kinds of people are the kinds of people that are ready to take another step. They likely already have an idea as to what they can do now to these people that are out there selling people hamburgers and other tasty, delicious foods. I'm not saying McDonald's is tasty or delicious, but some people like it. In fact, a lot of people do. There's a lot of places they can go after this, and it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
It wouldn't surprise me at all either. I mean, San Francisco is just that kind of place.
Well, it's not just San Francisco. It was Chicago, I think, was it Baltimore? Baltimore, I believe, is where the story was. We did not actually get to this. A piece of show prep I've had sitting on for a little while, where they actually have now made their first, or sent out their first, here it is, first trans fat citation. We had reported on these trans fat bans when they came about. New York City was, I think, the first one in with banning trans fats from restaurants. The story out of Baltimore over at WBALTV.com, where the health department issued its first environmental citation for repeat violations of the city's trans fat ban. The health department issued Healthy Choice, a food facility in Baltimore, a $100 fine on Thursday. And it was the second time they were found with high trans fat levels in their ingredients. Officials said that during inspections over the summertime, the facility was found to be using a margarine product with trans fat levels in excess of what the law allows. So yes, they actually do have government bureaucrats going around buying food from places and checking it to see what the trans fat content is.
Well, trans fat is margarine, and margarine,
like
is what they said was so good for you 20 years
we
ago.
We are right on the cusp of a major invasion of nanny statism.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.